Tonight on Life on the Rock, we have Bob Novak. I'll give a reflection and much more. Welcome to Life on the Rock. Tonight, our guest is Bob Novak. He comes to us from Brother House. This is an outreach of Legion of Mary. Bob's a married man, has a family. He takes time to work with the poor and see to their material needs, but also their spiritual needs. And he'll share that work with us tonight.
We're now going to a reflection with Father Mark.
Have you ever asked the question, like, what's it all about after some experience, maybe some frustration? You know, I never ask this question when I'm in a beautiful spot. Here I'm in San Francisco. We have the Golden Gate Bridge behind me. And you see the beauty, the natural beauty around here, and it makes you wonder. Yeah, beauty has that effect on us. It fills us with wonder. There's something unexplicable about what we see. It's beyond the expected. You see, it's a bridge. If you go down further, you see the Bay Bridge. I never look at that bridge with wonder. I look at the Golden Gate Bridge with wonder. It's beautiful, the way it blends in with the coastline and stuff, and the suspension aspect. But beauty itself just inspires us. It surprises us. It even sets us off on a search, so to speak, for God. It gives us hope for fulfillment of reaching the goal. God is beauty itself. So these are images of God, the one who is all beautiful. So it sets us, gives us this hope that we can be fulfilled and are seeking to find meaning, to find a fullness. That there's an idea that there's something more. We experience the more, even in natural things, to some degree in this world. You think about a movie or a book you enjoy, like you read a line, and or a line in a movie, and there, you realize there's a deeper meaning to the surface meaning of the line. There's more to it. There's a depth to the line or to the scene. And Jesus is the more. He's the ultimate more in our life that we seek. He shows us the more to our humanity. He reveals ourselves to ourselves, to us. That we are to give ourselves in imitation of Him to others. That we find a fullness when we live a life for others, when we live by a moral truth. He shows us the more in our sufferings, that they're redemptive. That we can draw closer to Him, more closely united to Him in our sufferings, or more configured to Him. And sufferings has a way of focusing us on God. That we're seeking strength. He gets our attention, right, with suffering. And He fills us when we turn to Him, when we ask for His help and strength. He shows us the more about love. We experience love on earth, but God's love is much more than whatever we can experience in this world. Hebrews 11, chapter 1 says, faith is the substance or the assurance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. So if we have faith, we experience this hope for this more that God gives us, that's destined for us and we can experience by faith in the here and now. So if you want more, if you're wondering what it's all about, turn to Jesus, have a personal relationship with Him. Let Him be the more. Bob Novak, welcome to Life on the Rock.
Father Mark, pleasure to be here. Thank you.
So you hail all the way from Norristown, PA?
Norristown, PA, yes.
How close to Philadelphia is that?
Maybe, you know, well, depending on traffic on the Schuylkill Expressway.
The Schuylkill Expressway.
all those great Indian names.
Yeah.
20 minutes, you know, to 40 minutes, I guess.
Yeah. So we used to study at St. Charles Seminary. Right. So some familiarity with Philadelphia culture and stuff. It's fun to talk to you, get a taste of that again.
Mm-hmm. But I should have brought you a soft pretzel. I'm sorry.
Or a Philly cheesesteak. So you're part of the Legion of Mary, and you're at a branch or an arm called the Brother House. But first, tell us about the Legion of Mary. What is that?
Right. So Legion of Mary is a Catholic lay organization. I think they count maybe 6 million worldwide. And it's a spirituality, of a lay vocation. I call it a vocation. They don't necessarily call it that, but it's... The purpose of Legion of Mary is sanctification of the each member through the work that they do. The focus of Legion of Mary is works of spirituality, spiritual works of mercy, as opposed to corporal works of mercy. Mm-hmm. But Brother House is an outlier of typical Legion of Mary work in a lot of ways, and because we do offer some corporal works of mercy.
Now, you had a profound conversion experience that led you to this work. Tell us about that.
Okay. I guess I'll dial back to my college days when I was commuting to Philadelphia from Conshohocken, another great Indian name, in the Philadelphia suburbs into Center City, Philadelphia. And in my travels between Reading Terminal and my school on Spruce Street, many times I would walk the subways. Again, this was a period in my life when I was far from being the Catholic that I should have been. But I would every day, be smelling, the urine in the subways, walking past people that were destitute, people that had no faces, people that were, and it worked on me, little by little by little. So it was right before I got married in September of 83. Make sure I get that date right. My wife won't be happy. September, yeah. And I went through a profound return to the faith. My wife was a Lutheran who eventually converted to Catholicism, but on her time schedule. And going through the pre-Cana classes and stuff like that, it was just profound to me, and I got back to my faith. And then I'm the kind of a person that I don't do things halfway. And when I converted, it was a full-blown conversion. I came back to the faith hard and heavy, and.
Is that when you first got involved with the Legion?
It was just after I got married. So it was September. I took my Legion Mary promise as an active member in May of 84. That was the first time I took it. Uh-huh. And that's when, and it was riding the train to Philadelphia when I came across my my catechism teacher from my Holy Communion days as a child. And here he was a Legion of Mary member, and he was working at the Brother House. So I had been introduced to Legion of Mary through a different channel, through a presidium that was visiting Sacred Heart Hospital. And, I liked it, but it wasn't until I set boots on the ground inside the Brother House that, this is for me. Right. I knew that's what I had to do.
Right, right. So let's talk about Brother House. Let's start with the sign on the outside of the door. What's it say there?
It says, let everyone who enters here be treated as Christ. And that's kind of our working motto of spirituality. That's what we try to do. Brother House is located in a bad zip code, okay? The guys that come there say, the Green Street where it's on, you can get any kind of drugs you want there, any time of the day. And our doors are open. Right now we're only open one night a week, Wednesday nights. It used to be before COVID we were open Sundays and Wednesdays, and we're striving to reopen another night. But we're open to everybody that wants to come in. and we've never had any problem. Once in a while, you know, the guys get a little raucous, but there's never any, you know, nobody's ever, you know, we haven't seen any blood or broken bones yet, praise God. But Our Lady's always watching out for us there in the work we're doing.
And the typical work, what are your outreach programs that you do?
So, well, in terms of street evangelization, it's kind of like the streets come to us. There are occasions where we will go out and visit, like the Norristown train station, the Norristown Transportation Center, where a lot of the homeless addicts will, you know, will go to them with leftover food that we may have from one of our socials. We'll take prayer cards, miraculous medals.
That's a big part of the charism of the Legion, right? The miraculous medal.
It's a very big part of the Legion. Yeah. So Louis Marie de Montfort is our patron saint. Mm-hmm. If you've ever read True Devotion, Louis de Montfort talks about an army of soldiers for Mary. And Frank Duff, the founder of the Legion of Mary, he used that as the springboard, I think, to model the spirituality and the group of the Legion of Mary. Mm-hmm. Right. But yeah, we give out and pray with people in the street, and we have handbills that show our location and what we offer, which is we do offer clothing, a little bit of food. We have a shower facility, some respite from the street. You know, we have a TV. We usually put sports programming on. We have a pool table room. And we offer prayer, you know. So our legionary brothers are giving out miraculous medals to the especially newcomers. We always greet them with that. We tell them, you know, here, this is a miraculous medal. Most of them are not Catholic, mm-hmm. you know. We even get Muslims that have accepted miraculous medals. You know, we say, you know, this isn't a good luck charm. This is, you know, this is a sacramental. It's a sign, a visual sign of Jesus' love for you through His Blessed Mother. And, you know, we explain the medal a little bit. Can't get too deep into theology.
Right.
You know.
Right. Sometimes you just pray a Hail Mary with them.
We do.
Yeah.
You know, more than once, people have been moved to tears. You know, just maybe, you know, you ask them, can I give you this prayer medal? And we have one member that also has a loved one with an addiction. And we will give out Maximilian Kolbe medals and stuff. Mm-hmm. But mainly the ministry is miraculous medals. But we'll, you know, give somebody a medal, you know, lay hands on them, say Hail Mary. Our population, we maybe a good third of it is Latino, South mm-hmm. American, Guatemala, Mexico, Honduras, you know, you name it. And so we have miraculous medals in Spanish, with little prayer cards in Spanish. And since a lot of the guys are don't speak English, and most of our members are non-fluent. I mean, I'm conversational, marginally. But we, as a group, in our weekly Legion of Mary, active members are required to go to a 90-minute prayer meeting weekly, which includes the rosary. So we pray 2 decades of the rosary in Spanish, just to try to acclimate a little bit linguistically mm-hmm. to some of our guests. And then on many occasions, I've prayed with somebody and, you know, been able to pray with them in Spanish. And it's maybe a little thing, but it's a connection.
Right. Well, we need to take a short break. We'll be back in just a minute with Bob Novak. Bob, I was kind of moved by your devotion to Maximilian Kolbe, and we have a first-class relic. We consider him a patron for the show here, so he's probably at work, you know, getting you here.
I believe so. I believe so.
And you say part of the spirituality for Brother House is not just seeing to some individual needs, but also to be part of a community. Describe that.
Brother House and Legion of Mary work in a broad sense, is we're called to be 11 in the community. And there's part of the Legion of Mary handbook that talks about that. And, you know, we don't see the fruits of what we do. We kind of sow seeds and we become 11 to raise the community in small ways. But we do so to connect with the individual. Legion of Mary evangelizes on an individual basis. We don't just want to say, well, here's a cup of soup for you, here's a new pair of pants and a shower, but we become friends with the men that we serve. We know them not only on a first name basis, but we strive to, you know their fears, their, you know, if they're sick, you know, some guys have cancer, some guys have, you know, family issues, they're out of work, you know, all these little things, but we try to remember the individual,
right,
connect with them that way.
And you said too that you've seen to help them, to motivate them to help others, like they're on the streets themselves, but to reach out to give themselves to others as well.
It's true. I can think of a number of circumstances where, you know, maybe guys just come down for the first time and, you know, they're there to get a handout, get something to eat, whatever. They don't really know. And a lot of them can be gruff and standoffish, kind of from the hood sort of an attitude, if you will. But then eventually, a lot of times we've seen individuals, you can see a change in them. You know, it's not like that they're, you know, converting to Catholicism overtly, mm-hmm. or they're saying the rosary, but, you know, they'll want to pitch in. What can I do? You know, if I bring in a load of clothes or food, you know, guys will, they just come right over to my car. What can I do to help you? At the end of the night, some guys will, they'll pick up a broom, you know, and sweep the floor.
Yeah.
And recently we had a guy do that, you know, for years, there was an entitlement part to his persona that now is dissipating, you know, and it's neat to see.
Yeah. I've got a friend of mine that he was on the streets at one point, and he was telling me, you know, how violent it can be just amongst the homeless themselves, you know, and how that can harden a person. So to break out of that.
Well, we had a guy one time that came in with a head wound. I took him to the hospital later in the night, but he had gotten hit in the head with a pipe. He was homeless. He was on the street for maybe a week. Mm-hmm. His wound was just indescribable. And then when he was discharged, so they did it to steal his bicycle, which was not a great piece of machinery to begin with. You know, and other stories too.
And what has this done for you personally? You know, Paul exhorts people in the scriptures to hang out with the lowly, associate with the lowly. What has this done for you? We should say you're a graphics artist. You work in advertising, probably high pressure job. And then you hang out with the lowly, the humble. What has that done for
Father,
you?
Father, it's perspective, okay? It's so easy to get trapped up in a modern day world, materialism, whatnot, and, you know, I can catch myself sometimes thinking, you know, like, well, all sorts of things material wise, you know, whether it's buying something new or something I got, and then you come home from an assignment at the brother house and you see people that aren't even close to having the blessings that I have. And it really gives true perspective, and it's humbling, if you will, in that way, to say, hey, you know what? Wow, what I have nothing to complain about, nothing
right,
at all.
Right. And I like an aspect of your story too, is that you're married, have a family, you're raising kids, and you stepped away from your work at Brother House. And then, how did you discern coming back?
So I was with Brother House initially after marriage for maybe six plus years until my second daughter was born. I went, Legion of Mary has two types of membership, active and auxiliary. Auxiliary members are praying members. So technically I was still a member of the Presidium. However, I wasn't an active boots on the ground at Brother House member. So at the point where my last daughter was out of college and stuff, we were empty nested for a time. And I knew that I needed to, you know, do something more spiritual. It's like, okay, I can't play the I'm too busy with the family card mm-hmm. now, and it's time to really get serious. So I was discerning the diaconate. And my wife was, Elaine, she was very supportive of that. We went to St. Charles Seminary, where you had mm-hmm. spent a little bit of time. I was in the permanent diaconate program for 2.5 years. And I wasn't feeling it. And my wife kept saying, you'll be a good deacon. You should, you know, she was actually very encouraging for me to stay mm-hmm. in the diaconate. And I got some time with my pastor, Father Jerry Wild from St. Teresa of Avila. And I sat with him for 15, 20 minutes, you know, talking to him about my discernment, my vocation to be a deacon. And after a little bit of time, he stopped me. He said, Bob, he said, I just want to point out something. He said, you know, we've been talking here for 15, 20 minutes, and you mentioned Brother House 3 times. And it opened my eyes. The light bulb went off, and it's like, I'm not supposed to be a deacon. I need to be, our lady wants me boots on the ground with these guys in Norristown. Yeah. And I haven't turned back after that. Yeah. I know it was the right choice for me.
Yeah. We should applaud our parish priest and that charism of the pastor, you know, his role to help guide people.
True, very true. Yeah, yeah. He's a very good yeah. priest and pastor. Yeah.
Well, Bob, thank you so much for joining us and sharing your faith journey and witnessing to the gospel, you know, sharing your life. Maybe we have like just 30 seconds. Is there some aspect of the gospel, literally like a word or something, that you've come back to that strengthens you, that Brother House lives, that you've learned maybe?
Well, it's got to be Matthew, right? You know, I was hungry, mm-hmm. you gave me food. I was mm-hmm. naked, you clothed me.
Yeah.
You know, it's doing that, but it's more than, again, just the corporal works. It's, you know, and I might add, God forbid I should add to scripture, but I was unloved and you loved me.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
That's what we do.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Bob.
Thank you, Father. My pleasure.
Well, I enjoyed my conversation with Bob. You know, he just sent us an email. We had him on the show. It seemed like a real God thing, a divine appointment to bring him here. But what's something that struck you, brother, about the show?
Well, I'm always, I think, impressed with those who go out onto the streets and really witness to those who are homeless, especially those who struggle with some form of addiction. Yeah. I think that's a special calling. And we really never know where somebody's coming from, mm-hmm. what they've been through, the challenges that have been placed in their life. But I thought there was something very touching about just their motto of their house of, you know, for all who enters here be treated as Christ. Right. I think that's just a great daily reminder mm-hmm. of how we can just witness to those who we come into contact with. And I think, again, you know, a lot of times those in need, you know, are truly in need of something. Maybe it's a lot of times of food, of just companionship, or just some kind of talking conversation, just mm-hmm. to be heard, just to be listened to. And again, I think there's a recognition of a dignity, the human dignity of, you know, that we are created in the image of Christ, fallen, yes, mm-hmm. but, you know, God still loves us and he uses us, you know, he uses human instruments often to show that love.
Right. I was moved by what he said, too, about how he sees the homeless man maybe struggling with drugs and everything. There's a change in them that happens mm-hmm. through their outreach that maybe they start thinking, well, how can I help somebody yeah. else? I know to come out of addiction, right, you have to really get out of yourself to serve others, to help others.
Bob, in his conversion early on in the interview, about him just coming into the subways and you know, you're passing the homeless, but I think there is something maybe in the back of your mind or heart that says there's something not right here. And it's not that right. we have everything figured out,
yeah.
but there's maybe that voice that's saying, you know, kind of do something in the sense that God is calling me to be a service of somebody else. And, you know, just to listen, to have that grace, to listen, to be open, and to follow that is very powerful.
Right. So we'll send you into that vineyard with a blessing. May our Heavenly Father shine His face upon you. May He send you to love the unloved in our society. And may God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. We'll see you next week on Life on the Rock.
But I know who holds my future. There's never a day or an hour or minute, oh, no, time in my life when you haven't been in it. I don't know what my future holds, but I know you hold it. My life is part of your plan. My name is called in your hands. You keep me right where I am. Your love won't let me go.
Never let me go.
Here on your promise I stand. Your love holds on to me, and your love won't let me go.